what comes first, the phrase or the colors?
The phrase. So because I tend to have control issues at times, I thought when it comes to the text, I would like to free myself of that and incorporate chance. And so what I did at the start was I developed a bit of a code, A equals this particular color red, blue, T equals this particular color blue. And I'm very strict in keeping to that. And so I often have no idea how it's going to look in the end. So it's kind of exciting for me. It took a little while in the beginning to set up that palette because I had to use a bit of maths actually. I had to kind of look into all the type of phrases I want to say and then average out the number of times that each letter appeared. So to get an average kind of frequency and then figure out which colors I wanted appearing the most. So I have like a primary, secondary, tertiary level within the letters. And so yeah, they kind of have the overall effect that I want in the end, but less control from my part.
And so in each piece is an A the same color? Like, sorry, across all your different text pieces, is the does the alphabet color remain uniform?
95% of the time,
Wow.
there's been occasions where I developed a different schema last summer, which was more neon colors. So I did a couple of different versions using that. And once or twice, I've been commissioned to do a piece that I'd already done, and I don't want to repeat the same piece, and so I'll switch up the schema and develop a new one. And occasionally, I've done a few mono versions, but yeah, typically it's the same one.
And for someone who likes control and likes balance and harmony, I'm in awe of you throwing yourself into a living arrangement where you can't speak the language.
It's
Did
crazy.
that impact on your work? Has that impacted your work?
It's probably made my fascination with language deeper than it already was. I recently also did some pieces in German for a show over there, and what I found so interesting is that languages have different colors. So the frequency that letters appear in German are very different than in English. And so the first time I tried, I used the same schema and it wasn't what I wanted. So I had to switch around the schema to suit the frequency of the letters in that language.
Oh, wow.
It definitely keeps me interested in doing this stuff in my work.
Are there any phrases that you thought, I just can't use that, or I just can't, I would love to say that, but I can't put that on my piece?
Oh yeah, all the time. All the time. Probably stuff that I can't even say out loud. But
Okay, so do you have like a little phrase book so that when inspiration strikes you, you just write it down, or are they all kind of cataloged in your head?
Oh, definitely not in my head. They're catalogued on my phone, so it's always with me. So I found that's the best device to use to just jot down things as they come to mind. So often I think of the phrase like right then and there, and sometimes it's more of an idea or a concept that I have to refine later. So just when I'm out in the world listening to conversations or reading and listening to
Eavesdropping.
stuff. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God, I love it. And on the subject of eavesdropping, your True Selves project that I just found on Instagram looks like a fabulous place of inspiration for you.
Oh, yeah.
Run us through the True Selves project for those people who may not have come across it.
So it's something I started, I think it was around last March. It was around the start of our first lockdown, I think. So it started as, I guess, an online form, just a place for people to submit anonymous, like confessions, just things that they can't really say aloud or need to get off their chest. And it was for my own benefit for research, to include into my text pieces, to either use the phrases themselves or just just to see patterns that come through, like surprising things from humans that I want to use. And then I decided I wanted to start sharing some of them that came through online. Just I thought, it's a good way for people to connect in a different way, and it's a bit of a reaction to the over positivity that I see often on social media. Yeah, we all have these like shadow selves, and We often think that we're the only ones thinking these dark thoughts, and so it's a good way to express those and vulnerabilities and things, and people don't feel so alone.